bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Coming to you live from Joy 94.9 studios here in Melbourne, this is Election Coverage 2016 with Kirsty Marshall, Dean Beck, Pete Dillon, Macca and a cast of thousands. Tim Wilson, he is now the member for Goldstein. It's showing Goldstein that he's won that considerably. Tim, congratulations, first of all.
Well, thank you. It's a strange experience.
Strange experience. Well, half the voting's counted, and it showed there's been a very light swing towards you.
Yes.
And you are now a member of Parliament.
Well, it's extraordinary because the last election was the best ever result that Goldstein had ever got.
Now, is it Goldstein or Goldstein?
It's Goldstein.
Definitely Goldstein.
Pardon my calling it Goldstein.
And ordinarily a new candidate would get a swing against because a popular member has retired, and so to get a swing to us is really quite extraordinary. But there's also a lot of votes still to count, so while I'm very calm and very excited about the opportunities ahead, we don't have the final result yet, so let's see.
From Macca, Tim, congratulations. Really, really pleased for you.
Thanks, buddy.
I know you've worn out a lot of shoe leather and knocked on a lot of doors and... it's probably seen more trains arrive and leave than anyone in their life, but it's an interesting seat, isn't it? Because as you said, it previously had been the highest vote in that seat. It is vindication of the work you've done. Which write this down. I'm proud of you. There you go.
That's very kind. Well, I think more than anything else, I went to the public and said I am a modern, forward-looking liberal. I'm not a conservative, and when people ask me on questions like of interest to your listeners, things like gay marriage, and people said, well, we're against, and I said, well, I'm for, and that's it. And people were quite taken back that I was strong on these social issues, but also very strong on economic issues, and as anybody knows, that's kind of who I am, and so I'm excited by this because it means that people know what they've voted for.
Tim, this election is on a knife edge. As I said just at the top of this segment, the ABC system is showing the ALP two seats ahead, still with another 29 to count. Are you ready to spend your first term in opposition?
I think that's massively over-speculating. Look, anything could happen. And yes, the ALP could be elected to government, but in some seats, 20% of the vote has been postal voted. Pre-polls are still being counted. And I've got to tell you, on every pre-poll I was on, there was huge results to the coalition. So I think at the end of the night, I'm going to be sitting on the better side of the parliament rather than the other, at the back, but there nonetheless.
You'll still be sitting on leather, Tim.
Well, perhaps, yes.
In terms of a quick synopsis of the campaign, how has it been for you? We talked to you a week or two ago about people in the electorate, but were there any issues that came up that really surprised you?
No, none that really surprised me. People were very angry about the CFA stuff at a state level. There were people who had a lot of interest in live animal export. Marriage and asylum seekers came up, and a lot of this electorate is self-funded retirees. So superannuation was a big issue. But I think the one that caught me by surprise about how strongly it was held by some people was live animal exports. And so that was an interesting one because it came a bit out of left field.
Tim, what's the first thing you want to do as an MP? What's the first little bit you want to achieve?
Well, obviously the first thing I'm going to do is give an inaugural speech where I'm going to outline who I am and what my vision is. But what I have always had a particular interest in is the health policy, and so I want to see if there are avenues to try and get involved with that in the new parliament. But really just to build relationships. I'm somebody, obviously, who's had an extensive background in different roles and within government, but I've got a lot to learn. I know that, and I'm quite happy to sit back and learn from others and find my way. But obviously, We depending on the final result, we may have a plebiscite on marriage for same-sex couples.
Yeah, that's going to be a shit fight, to say the least.
I think I don't buy into the scare campaign on this. It will be disagreement, but I plan to be very active in that. I plan to stand up proudly on that issue, as I have always.
Can I put a scenario to you, Tim, that if there is a very diverse Senate where there is no control...
Yep. The bill may not pass.
Correct. And if there's no legislation, are we going to spend another 4 years in the wilderness because of the Christian right of the Liberal Party? That's my question.
Well, firstly, I don't think you should characterise it as that. The National Party opposed the change in the law.
The Christian right of the LNP.
Liberal Party. But I do want to... Well, the LNP is only a party in Queensland. I'm a member of the Liberal Party because I'm a Liberal and I'm proud of it. And I think we all have to wait and see what the final result is. But my view is very clear that we should be having a vote if plebiscite legislation cannot pass. And I know what my view is, and I'll be voting in favour of change.
Having observed the aftermath of Brexit when I landed in England, Tim, I hope that anger isn't reflected in a plebiscite here, and certainly in the vote. It was pretty unpleasant to see those to remain and those to leave. They were so angry with each other. I think it's going to take a long time. Put aside the political manoeuvring that's going on there. It was a pretty nasty thing to observe, I can tell you.
There's always going to be hot heads that are going to come up when you give an issue to the public, because people have deeply held and committed positions. And, you know, I've got a very strong view on the issue. There are people who disagree with me, do both, are deeply held, and I'm going to argue passionately about it. But, you know, I think as a country we always have to have the attitude that we're prepared to have our disagreements and then have a beer afterwards, because this is a great country and we have to go forward together.
Tim, do you think it makes a difference, Kirsty here, sorry, do you think it makes a difference, though, with the Brexit, that the issue was very visual? There were a lot of people not only having a view on a particular position and side, but carrying placards, wearing T-shirts, being much more visually vocal about it.
Yeah, but I think on something like this, we're actually going to see that the vast bulk of the public aren't just going to be in favour of change. They're going to be proud of their position in favour of change, and they're going to stand tall and proud. A friend of mine, Tim Brady, who's helping out with the organisation of the Yes campaign here, told me how people started buying merchandise and they couldn't keep up with the pace, because it was an opportunity for so many people in the country to say how much they wanted a better future for everybody in their country. And rather than a point of division, it became a point of unity about how they're going to take the country forward together.
Well, I hope you're right, Tim. You'll be. We're all hoping that. Look, congratulations again.
Tim,
thank you very much.
Here, how are you?
Hang on, Adam's got
good,
a question for
you,
Tim, before you go.
Wait, I can't hear him. Sorry, Tim. By my count, there are going to be four gay men in the Parliamentary Liberal Party after this election. Is that
yes?
Why don't the four of you go and see Malcolm Turnbull if he wins the election and say, why don't you call off your stupid plebiscite and let's just let the Parliament vote on a marriage equality bill? Why don't the four of you do that?
Well, for starters, we went on an election platform of saying we'd be going to have a plebiscite. And one of the things I don't want to do is break the trust with the electorate like the previous governments have done. And we have to respect the fact that we went to that, and we have to respect that we've got that endorsement from the public. Now, I will be making my views on the issue known. We're pretty well known in the public already. But, if this is the way to get the issue through and to make sure that same-sex couples can marry, then I'm happy to, go through a plebiscite to get the result, because I've been fighting for this issue for 10 years. Back when people like Penny Wong were arguing that marriage should remain an institution between a man and a woman.
Yes,
and
I can
see
that.
The outcome, and I want to take the country forward together.
And Tim, you said that in your inaugural speech you'll be talking about, what it is that you would like to do with your individual stamp and the interest that you have in health. So it seems that these two matters, health and obviously the situation with equality, are very nicely aligned.
Well, that's liberalism for you. And that's exactly what I'm going to be projecting, and that's why I'm proud to have stood, proud to have been endorsed and elected, and now can take liberalism forward, because it's the only political philosophy that unites the country to improve the state of average Australians.
And so, therefore, by seeing Turnbull on this issue and pushing forward, getting rid of the plebiscite and getting on with the vote, that would obviously be something that would be your priority and the Liberals' priority, yes?
That would absolutely. The Prime Minister has said that if we're going to have a plebiscite, it'll be hopefully later this year, and that it will be an opportunity to take the country forward, address this issue, and make sure that all people are equal before the law.
Tim Wilson, congratulations on your win in Goldstein.
Thank you. I'm sure
it's going to be a bit of a celebratory party later on. Have a glass for us, and we'll chat to you, no doubt, as your term commences. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Tim Wilson, who is the newly elected MP for Goldstein.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.